It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for June 1st.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is anfractuous, spelled A-N-F-R-A-C-T-U-O-U-S. Anfractuous is an adjective that means full of windings and intricate turnings, tortuous. Here's the word used in a sentence from Pop Matters by John A. Reilly. Readers who require a single conflict or steady linear progression may find Lurker's anfractuous structure unwieldy, but there's something cinematic about how Lurker's works. The novel recalls the winding yet interconnected narratives of Robert Altman films like Nashville and Shortcuts. Plots and paths can be anfractuous. They twist and turn but do not break. Never mind that the English word comes ultimately from the Latin verb frangere, meaning to break. Frangere is also the source of the words fracture, fraction, fragment, and frail. But one of the steps between frangere and anfractuous is the Latin anfractus, meaning coil or bend. The prefix an here means around. At first, anfractuous was all about ears and the auditory canal's anfractuosity, that is, its being curved rather than straight. Anfractuous has been around for centuries without a break, giving it plenty of time to wind its way into other applications. For example, there can be an anfractuous thought process or an anfractuous shoreline. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.